The one thing that I want you to learn tonight, if you don't remember anything else about tonight, that praise is the pathway into the presence of God. If you want to become before God's presence, you have to learn to praise Him. What I want to do tonight, I've got such mixed emotions here. Because when I was growing up and I was a teenager, I hated it when people would pray. We had one guy that I would sit in the back, me and my buddies would sit in the back, and we would take bets on how long he's going to pray. Because when he was doing the closing prayer, we knew we weren't getting out of there for 10 minutes because he liked to pray. And so tonight is either going to be really, really exciting to you or really, really boring. And I just know that. But if you will listen to what we are talking about and you will get involved in the service tonight, I think it's going to change you. What I've seen with so many Christians over the years is prayer is either rote and routine or it's non-existent. And either way, I hate praying like that. I struggle with praying at meals because it seems like we say the same thing over and over again. And it almost, those of you who grew up in the church remember the phrase, guide, guard, and direct. You know what I'm talking about? And prayer is a time of communion with God that is so valuable if you use it right. But if you don't use this time right, you're just going to be bored. We're going to have some singing involved in this. And I just want you to think about how you can improve your prayer life in 2024. Because I know some people, their prayer life is nothing more than a grocery list. And I use lists all the time. I like lists. I use the directory. As a matter of fact, today I went through the directory and each person, I looked in our directory and I prayed for each person. I like the list. I like the prayer list where we can pray for people, even people we don't know. But is our prayers just that? I think that needs to be a part of it, but I think it needs to be more, and we're going to be talking about some of that. Let's go to God in prayer for the people that we've lifted up here, and then we're going to turn it over to Mark, and he's going to talk to us for a few minutes about praying the Scriptures. If you'll bow with me. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this time tonight. I cannot think of a better way than to spend the first Wednesday night of this year in communication with you, in prayer to you, and talking about prayer with one another. Father, we just love you so much and we're so thankful for what you have done for us and the fact that we can walk into your presence in heaven and be heard. It's just so awesome. You are so holy, so amazing, and you are to be reverenced and honored in all that we do. Tonight, Father, as we begin this, we want to mention those that are on our prayer list. We have an extensive prayer list that Sandy sends out. And Father, you know the folks that are in that list. And Father, I also want to lift up Betsy as she's recovering at home. We pray that you will strengthen her and she'll get back to her normal health. We pray, Father, that you be with Alfred as he is dealing with some allergic reactions or sickness. And Father, we pray that he will get the help he needs and be able to have better health. We ask, Father, that you continue to watch over Roz. We are so thankful for the news that she got, that she has no cancer in her lungs. And Father, tonight our heart breaks for the family of Logan Hewitt, Bryce's friend, and Father, be with that family, comfort them, comfort those that love him, And Father, as we have people in our lives that we are close to pass from us, it's always heart-wrenching. And Father, we ask that you be with our brother Bryce and comfort him during this time as well. Be with us tonight, Father, as we go into this night of prayer with you. It's in your Son's name. Amen.
There we go. Okay. Yes, so we're all going to relate, right? Doing the rote prayer and the ritual prayer and the, oh brother, I'm just going through my checklist prayer and I hope the genie above does all, you know, it's just crazy sometimes the way we can pray. And I mean that for me too. I sit there and go, what in the world? Have you ever really wondered, like, what should I kind of pray? Like, I would really like to be praying in his will, and I'd like to pray things because sometimes I feel like it, like, doesn't even get to the ceiling, much less out of the building, much less to him, right? Well, what really helps is whenever we pray scripture. And so I'd like to take you on a very quick journey. and I'd love to talk to you afterwards. I've got weeks of stuff on prayer. Everything's changed for me. And the intimacy of Father is just incredible. And I know we talk about love and how we love each other and how the Father loves us. We still really don't have a clue, I don't think. I just sit there sometimes like, wow, he sacrificed so much. So I'm going to like to just share two different things. One is the ACTS, A-C-T-S. It's an acronym. Immediately, you can feel the temptation to do a checklist. Please don't do that. We're going to talk a little bit about this just real quick. ACTS actually came to our family doing Bible Bee in this building in 2009 when Jill and I were helping to lead about 100 kids going through in our one of our sons here, they all competed, and we were in the rooms and doing different things. And there was a big, thick journal, and that year they had 5 books of the Bible they had to go through, and as they went through, then they had prayer journals as they would go, and our family, I could hear Jill and the boys, and they'd be in there praying, and they're doing this, A-C-T-S. A is adoration. It's worshiping God in prayer. It's praising our God. It is talking about God's attributes, looking for God's attributes, saying those attributes back, really trying to get to know the heart of who he really is. And then whenever we look at scripture, it's actually praising God with what is actually written there. And so we're going to work through just a real quick example of that in just a few minutes that you're going to bring to me. Several people got nervous right there. Confession, C, confessing your sins, confessing your transgressions, confessing your thoughts, confessing your actions, confessing your words. What about just behind that, just confessing the attitude? It's like, you know, I'm not really saying it, but I'm really coveting this person's stuff. You know, Lord, please forgive me of that. And just really opening up about all that. And then confessing what is actually written there whenever we look at some scripture here real quick. The T is thanksgiving. So that's a pretty easy one sometimes. Thanking him for all the things, thanking him for spiritual things, thanking him for how many breaths did you just take since you've been in here, right? Some people in the next 2 minutes are not in here, but the next 2 minutes are dying across the world, right? And they're gasping for breath. Yet the Lord is giving it to us. All these incredible spiritual blessings we'll be looking at. And then once again, that same thing, thanking him for what is actually written there in the word. The last one is supplication. Now we turn it from our laundry list that, I don't know about you, but I like to show up with my laundry list and ask for, oh, I need, I want, I give, provide. But now it's for supplying needs for others. Of our loved ones and our enemies. I don't know about you, but it's really hard for me to sometimes pray for my enemies. There's a lot of great scripture about that as well. And supplying, praying for our church leadership, please do that. Continue to do that. Keep It's not a thankless job. It's a sacrificial job. And so we want to be praying for their wives as well. They sacrifice a lot. Praying to supply the spiritual needs of all of our friends and our neighbors. Have you ever heard of prayer walking? Prayer walking is awesome. I don't know if you do it, but you can get out and you can walk down your street and you are just praying for all these neighbors. You're praying for salvation. You're praying for different things. Da, da, da. And in our neighborhood, we don't do it all the time, but we do it quite a bit. And neighbors are noticing things and they're talking to us and we're building relationship and just, I got a whole different thing on that. So anyways, supply needs as written in the passage. So I need someone to pick an epistle. Oh, come on, quicker.
First Peter.
Let's all turn to First Peter, please. All right. We have five chapters, so I need a number 1 through 5. 1 through 5, some number. Someone else. A number?
Four.
All right, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're looking in here. Give me just a second. Okay. So let's look at 1 Peter 4. Let's look at 7 through 11. I'm going to read it, and I would like to. I'm going to back up, and now I'll go forward. If I do this right, this will be awesome. Okay, great. ACTS. Remember, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplying needs for others, okay? I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm going to read this through this half of the room. I want to hear something about something that you would praise God about, adoration. This side of the room, something you think you would confess about that you read just in Scripture. Even if it doesn't apply to you, just something, hey, that might be a thing, okay? 1 Peter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. What's something that you see here you would say adoration, praise, glory to God? What's something you see there? What verse and what would you say? Just real brief. Oh, come on. Okay, so what would you say about that? As a praise or adoration to God? The power and belief that he's doing that he is, God is love, right? It's very good. One more, adoration. Yes.
Praise God for the gift he gives us. He says, whatever gift you have received to serve others, it's faithful to it. So we're so thankful and praise him that he's given us gifts that we can
good.
Serve others.
Love and gifts, okay. Confession, something you see there that we might pray to say, wow, we need to confess about that. Yes?
Not speaking the words of God when we speak. Especially driving.
Yeah, especially driving. That's really funny.
Grumbling about, complaining about hospitality.
Yep.
Grumbling, complaining. Okay. Thanksgiving. See something in there that you would be thankful for? Look at supplying needs, please, this side. Thanksgiving. Something you'd be thankful for. Back to the gift. Anything else? That's good. Yes.
Strength.
Okay. And then supplication, supplying needs. What would you be praying for someone that you see in Scripture here?
Verse 9, use hospitality of one to another without grudging. So, Lord, please let me see the opportunity where I can be more hospitable and meet someone's needs.
Help me see the needs.
Help me see the need and provide that need.
Good.
Pray to be sober and alert.
Sober and alert. Awesome. Faithful stewards of God's grace. I know we're not running the mic, sorry. So I'm going to try to repeat them. Okay, so we're going to do just that right now. If you bow with me, we're just going to pray this scripture. It's not the only way. It is just a way. But I can also tell you, never ever go wrong praying the word back to God, because the word is from God, right? So let's bow. Father God, you are so good. You are the gift giver. We're thankful, so incredibly thankful for your manifold grace. You are a gracious God. You are a merciful God. God, you talk about in the scripture here that you have the ability and you supply all of our needs. Not a few, not a couple, not to tease us, but rather you supply all of our needs. We thank you, Father, that you are love. You are the God of love. You share love. You command love. You demonstrated love. We're thankful that you give us such incredible gifts. Father, we come to you also saying that, as Brother Jason was saying, sometimes we're just not speaking the right words. We're not speaking your words. And so forgive us of that. Forgive us when we're grumbling, whether with our mouth or just in our heart, or we're just smacking stuff. Father, forgive us that we complain. How can we possibly complain when we have the great gift giver, the sustainer and provider and the lover of our souls watching out over us? Father, we are thankful for the strength that you give us. Help us to minister. Father, we ask for those around us that there's many needs that need to be met. And you tell us to be hospitable. You tell us to look for those. And so we ask for help to do that. We ask that you would supply our brothers and sisters' needs, that you would supply our neighbors' needs, that you would supply salvation for those that you're calling to repentance. Father, we ask that you would help everyone in this room and online, that we would be sober, we would be alert, that we would speak as the oracles of God, that we would minister where you are getting the glory. Jesus Christ is getting the glory. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his dominion and his glory and his kingdom, your kingdom of God, that shall reign forever and ever and ever. And we get to be part of that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You can do that, and you can do that over and over and over, A-C-T-S. The last part is, well, what if we just prayed a praise, just an adoration of just worship in Psalms? So what to praise? Praise God's character, praise for God's actions, praise God's faithfulness, praise for his provision. Pray the psalm that's laid out before you. So instead of us doing all that and taking all that time, all I'm going to do is, you know this psalm, Psalm 23. But all we're going to pray quickly is just praise and adoration. So would you join me? Father God, we thank you that you are the Lord. You are the master. You are the shepherd of our souls. We thank you that we do not want, because we have you as our shepherd, that you watch over us. We thank you that you guide us beside still waters, that you provide green pastures. Father, we get so incredibly stupid busy. We just spin our wheels on like a hamster wheel sometimes. Thank you that you are a shepherd. Please slow us down. Please help us to meditate and chew on your word. You are to be glorified. You are wonderful. Thank you that you are the restorer of our souls. We thank you that you lead us as a good shepherd in a path of the right way of living, the right way of speaking, the right way of acting, and that every bit of that is for your name's sake, your name to be praised, Father. We thank you. We thank you that you provide for us, and we thank you that you send loving kindness and goodness and mercy that follows after us. all the days of our life. May we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Just for future reference, that was 5 minutes, so I've got lots of time now. I realize John Wharton made me remember that we did not pray for Patty Bass. Patty Bass is having knee surgery in the morning, and we want to pray for her, so let's go to God in prayer real quick. Father in heaven, thank you so much for our dear sister Patty, what she means to this church and to so many. We know, Father, that you are with her and will be with her during her surgery. We pray, Father, for successful surgery so that she can get out of pain and return to your service. We pray for all those that are going to be caring for her and ministering to her, that you will bless them, as being with Patty is a blessing. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. The one thing that I want you to learn tonight, if you don't remember anything else about tonight, that praise is the pathway into the presence of God. If you want to become before God's presence, you have to learn to praise Him. As a matter of fact, when I taught prayer to the younger people, I tried to stress this to them because a lot of them just didn't get it. They just didn't understand this idea of praising God. And I've got on your lesson notes, and this is something you can do at home, is 5 praiseworthy things about God. And one of the things that I am praising God about constantly is His creation. It is just, to me, I got up this morning and I was out kind of early, and I watched the sun come up this morning. And if any of you saw that about 7 o'clock this morning, it was one of the most beautiful sunrises. I said sunset, but most beautiful sunrises I have seen in a number of years. It was just magnificent, the colors of pink and gray and all. And so first thing this morning, I had an opportunity to enjoy God's creation. But I've been on mountaintops, I've been in the depths of the ocean, and I have seen the wonders of this creation, and they are amazing. And so that's the very first thing that I think about. But I also recently began to think about what heaven is going to be like. I think because I'm getting closer to it every day, amen? I need to start thinking what heaven's going to be like. And, you know, I struggled with heaven as a kid because I thought, well, heaven's going to be this big worship service all the time, and I, you know, and my dad's going to get mad if I have to get up and go to the bathroom, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But I started looking into it, and I think there's going to be a time of praise that we're going to really enjoy. And I also think there's going to be time for creativity, relationships, and things like that. And there, we're going to, I think we're also going to have work. But I was looking into this, and this is some time ago, I came across what happens in heaven from Revelation chapter 4 and 8, verse 8 and verse 11, 2 verses there of what goes on in the worship service in heaven. And it is these winged, really weird winged creatures are saying one thing, and then there's 24 elders that are saying something else at the same time. And it's an amazing picture that John gives us of what is going on in heaven in front of God's throne. And tonight I want to replicate that. So I want this side over here, and Mark, if you'll help this side over here, maybe lead them, and I'll lead this side over here, with holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And because these 4 creatures just repeated that over and over, when Mark gets you started, that's what you're going to completely say as a group. And then this group over here, you're going to be saying, and I'll lead you, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And it's on your notes if you want to follow along with the words if you're not familiar with them. And Mark, if you will lead that side, and I'll let you start, and then I'm going to start after you do. Over here, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Amen. That's what it sounds like in heaven right now. And when we stop and we come into the presence of God, God clears the room and says, "My child is coming to me and wants to talk to me." And that's the intimacy that God created you for. That you can come to a holy Father that has 24 elders shouting day and night, that has these really weird winged creatures shouting day and night, and he sees you come before his throne and he says, "Hold on a minute. That's my boy." But you've got to learn to praise him before you get to that intimacy. Praise is the pathway into God's presence. Jason. Prayers of thanksgiving are a little easier for us. I'm always reminded of that song, "Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One." And one of the things that I think has helped my prayer life is reading the hymns, not just singing the hymns, because there a lot of these hymns are nothing more than prayers. And so when it comes to thanksgiving, it's real easy for us to be thankful for our health if we have good health, or for our job if we have a good job, or for our family if everything's going well. But I don't want to talk about any of that stuff tonight. I want to talk about the spiritual blessings that God gives us. And when you get home tonight, I want you to work through this with God of the spiritual blessings that he gives us. One of the things that I think of automatically is a family that God gives us. God gives us his family. And whether or not you're visiting tonight, or you live here in town, or you're 1,000 miles away, you've got family wherever you go. Because as long as you're a member of God's household, you've got family. Nancy grew up as an Air Force brat, and every 3 to 5 years, they moved. And the very first thing they did whenever they moved is they went and found a church. And whenever they found a church, they generally found somebody that they knew as well. And they had this instant connection with all of these people, and that was her family. The unfortunate thing about that is every 3 to 5 years, Nancy thinks it's time for us to move. But we have taught both of our boys that no matter where you go in this world, if you can find a church, you can find family, people that will take care of you. So when you get home tonight, 5 things you are thankful to God for giving you. And we're going to do a prayer of thanksgiving and a prayer of praise together. If you'll bow your heads with me. Father, how can we praise you enough for giving us life, for giving us salvation, for giving us your word which guides us, for giving us joy in the midst of grief, for giving us peace in the midst of turmoil, for being able to know in our hearts and with our words that no matter what is going on, you are still God and you are still in control. And while the world seems like it's falling apart with earthquakes, with wars and rumors of wars, we know that you have it taken care of already. With the division that's going on in this country, Father, we know that you can bring unity. And Father, we also know that when there is violence and when there is strife, you can bring peace. We thank you, Father, for these many blessings. We ask now, Father, that you will help us to be more thankful in our daily walk, not just for the physical things that we enjoy, but also, Father, for the spiritual things that we have because we are your children. Especially, Father, this time to come together before your throne. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Jason.
I don't know whether y'all realize this, but the history of the church is that way back when, Wednesday nights were not a Bible class. Wednesday nights were a prayer service where people got together to pray. And somebody said, well, if we're going to pray, let's use some scriptures. And it moved from prayer to scriptures. And I have nothing wrong with us having a Wednesday night Bible class. But I think it's very important from time to time for us to get together as a congregation and pray. If you look at your notes, I've got seven areas of your life that you need to be in the submission to God. And this is for you to take home and look at. Because if you're going to have a dynamic prayer life, all of these areas need to be in submission. I had a friend of mine who was a member of the church, and I worked for him. And he said this to me, I don't know how many times, when I objected to some of the things that he was doing before he fired me. He said, Neil, business is business and church is church. Folks, it doesn't work like that, no matter how many times you say it. We need to be in submission in God's will. And when we pray, I know for Sunday morning, when we're doing communion, one of the things that I do whenever we start communion is I say, God, if there is anybody that I have something against, or if there's anybody I need to restore a relationship with, bring it to the forefront right now. Because I believe that when we partake together, if we don't think about that, if we don't think about the unity of the body during that time, then we're not partaking of the Lord's Supper correctly. And I can tell you, I am so thankful that very, very few times that I have had something against someone that came up during that communion time. But it has happened, and I still do it to this day. God, is there somebody I need to make a relationship right with? And as much as it's possible to you, we have to live at peace with all men. And that's the key there. And when you look through this, is there an area of your life, and these are good things, the physical life, the financial life, your relationship. Those things all are good things, but good things can become God things, which make them bad things. And we need to be careful to make sure that having the perfect family doesn't become our God, or having the best 401k and retirement plan becomes our God. We need to make sure that God is first in every area of our life. Every one of us in here can come in here on Sunday morning and sing praises. But it's like Jason and I've talked about more than one occasion. It's real good and easy to be a Christian in here on Sunday morning until you get out of here on 54. It's not so easy then when people cut you off. I had something happen to me today. I was helping Linda with a problem with her car, and I got on the phone because she was a little frustrated with it. I got on the phone and I called him and told him what was going on and so forth. And this guy got on there. I went through three or four people and finally got to a person that was supposed to be able to help, and he was not helping, and he was trying to blow me off. And you know, that's not something you do to a preacher. I know when I've been blown off. And I said, sir, I think his name was Calvin. I said, Calvin, buddy, I need to talk to somebody else because I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. Do you have a supervisor? And he says, yes, sir, I do, and hung up the phone on me. And I'm coming to church tonight. So I took a deep breath. I went to another place and I sat down and I dialed the phone again. And I was as sweet as honey and got the thing resolved. Wasn't easy. Because I had things I'd like to tell Calvin if I got him back on the phone. I just wanted him to come to Jesus my way. But we all need to be submission to God, and we have to confess our need for God. It's one thing to confess sin, and all of us have sin. All of us, I love the attitude part of your lesson, because that's where I struggle, is an attitude, having an attitude. Anybody in here can imagine me having a bad attitude? No, not you, Neil. Lance Baker was raising both hands before I finished. Jim's sitting on his. But we need to learn to confess. I got in your notes, and this has to do with intimacy with God and prayer. I had a friend call me one time. He was in a recovery center for alcoholics, and he was saying to me, he says, Neil, I'm here, I'm working the steps, I'm doing what I got to do. He said, but they keep telling me I have to pray 4 times a day. And I said, well, if they tell you you have to stand on your head 4 times a day, you better do it, Bill. My buddy's name was Bill. And he says, Neil, the only problem is I don't know how to pray. He says, it just doesn't seem natural. And I said, Bill, can you talk to me? He says, yes. Talk to God like you talk to me. And I gave him this verse. I sent it to him by email. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. If you don't have that kind of prayer life, ask, seek, and knock, and Jesus' own word says you'll receive it. I had a sweet sister that used to sit right here. And she told me one night that she had 18 years as a Christian, and 10 of those years she had a relationship with the church, but the last 8, she had a relationship with God. And it's real easy, especially for those of us who've grown up in the church, to have that kind of connection with people and what we do here. But what's really, really powerful in your life if you can have that connection with God when you're not here, when you're in your room alone, when you're with your family and they're struggling. I'm going to have Jason lead us in Jesus is Lord, and then open the eyes of my heart, and then we'll have a final prayer. We want to connect with God every day. And in connecting with God, we're going to connect with others. I've told you this plenty of times. It's really pretty simple. If you want to be a success in this life, you need to have the right relationship with God and the right relationship with others. And if you have the right relationship with God and right relationship with others, it won't matter what you accomplish financially, educationally, because you will be a success no matter what. And I want to be a success for all eternity, not just today. Lance sent a text to me about a friend of theirs, 6-year-old niece, Raylee Jackson, is that how you say her name? And then she has been sick, and the test suggests it might be leukemia, and they're taking her to St. Louis Children's Hospital for additional testing. So we're going to go to prayer on her behalf, but we're also going to be praying for a couple other things that I'd like for y'all to pray for every day. Oh, Mike, you have something?
Yeah, Bert Thomas, the former elder of Bay Area, Mike Taylor's father-in-law.
Yeah.
I
don't know. What, do they know what's going on, or? Rough stuff. Rough stuff. We'll certainly keep Bert in our prayers as well. Let me just say this about, yes, Joel.
Online, Larry Lewis says he loves you and the spirit is in the room.
Thank you, Larry. Love Miriam, you too, brother.
Miriam Elena Prittle, grandma, is so proud. Great lesson tonight. Thank you and praise the Lord.
Thank you, Miriam. All right. Let me just say something here about praying for other people and announcing. I think that's wonderful. I think we need to do it. But two things I would like for you to do if you want to put a prayer request in. Make sure the person you know that knows we're going to be praying for them, because if we go online and somebody finds out that somebody's sick, and we don't want to mess up any HIPAA laws or cause anybody problems. So make sure. Second thing, if you could get an address where we as a church could send them encouraging cards, because that's our card ministry is worldwide. We have lots of people that have benefited from the cards and prayers of this church. So we want to do those two things. So make sure they know you're going to tell us, and then get an address so we can send cards as well. A couple of other things that I want y'all to be praying about. First of all, we're going to be starting a campaign called 40 Days of Following the Way of Love on February the 18th. We're actually going to introduce the campaign on Bring a Friend Sunday, February the 11th. During this campaign, we're going to be hosting life groups, and our life groups are going to be turning towards outside instead of inside. And that 40 days of love is going to be an opportunity for us as Christians to be looking to people, to love them, to bring them to Christ. You see, you can't convert people without loving them first. You can't convert people without loving them first. So this 40 days, I want you to be praying about it, because during this time, we're going to be going to two services, and the hopes and the prayer is that the church will grow during this time. We hired Austin to come in to help take care of the growth, to help with the youth, as well as to grow into a pulpit position, because believe it or not, one of these days, this boy is going to die. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Was that amen, Joel? Joel, you may be sitting up there, but you got to come down here someday. But I want us to be praying about the people that we're going to be in contact with over the 40 days of following the way of love. I want us to be praying about our Bring a Friend Day. If you start praying for people that you want to have come to our Bring a Friend Day, I've already got one person that has agreed to come. They're going to have to get off work in order to be there. And they're going to do it. And I've got another person. It's a young lady that waits on me at Grillsmith. And she said that she would come as well. But I'm going to confirm that. I got to go back to Grillsmith and eat again on things I have to do in order to evangelize others. But we want to remember Bert Thomas. We want to remember Bert Thomas, Raylee Jackson, and all the people that we are going to contact and bring for Bring a Friend Day. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, my prayer to you tonight is that we've had a chance to connect with you in a way we haven't in a while. That we have this opportunity as a group to grow in our prayers and feel closer to you. Father, the busyness of this life, the noise that we hear constantly from radio, TV, and different media, sometimes clouds our hearing of you and our being with you. And tonight, Father, as we begin this new year, we want to be more connected to you than ever before. But Father, as we're connected to you, we're also mindful of people that we love and people that are loved by others. Like Ray Lee, as she is going to St. Louis to get a diagnosis. We pray for that family, Father, that you be with them and keep them safe and be with Ray Lee as the doctors minister to her. Be with Bert Thomas tonight as he is dealing with lung issues, respiratory issues. And Father, we pray that you be with him and his family as they are obviously concerned. Father, there are going to be people walking in and out of our lives. They're going to be cashiers, waitresses, people that we live next to, that we're going to be praying for over the next little bit and inviting to come to our Bring a Friend Day and our 40 days of following the way of love. And Father, we pray that this church will glorify you as it lifts you up to others and shows them the way to salvation, not just a good life here on earth, but life eternal. Father, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for Mark and his willingness to help with this. Thank you for Jason, the gifts that you have given him, the way that he leads. Thank you for all of us who participated tonight. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.